Now, on Sydney Live with Ben Fordham, the big guns, Andrew Bolt.
Nothing would surprise me anymore.
And Graham Richardson.
Richard. How do you sit here on a show like this, at a time like this, and say something nice?
Well, they're here earlier than usual today. Their return for 2017. My apologies, gentlemen. We've got the New South Wales Premier joining us after 4:30 this afternoon. Mr. Richardson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to both of you.
And Mr. Bolt, good afternoon.
What a pleasure to speak to you both.
Richo, I saw a photo of you delivering young Darcy Richardson to his first day at school today. How did you handle the goodbye?
Well, you know, it wasn't exactly tearful. I think Darcy was delighted to be back at school. So, you know, I think they get to a point where mum and dad are really just, I think, unnecessary and I think in the road for their other activities.
Well, he's a very charismatic young man. Andrew, great to hear you back for 2017. What about your mate Pricey being locked up in the jungle?
Oh, my goodness me. If only he asked for advice, I'd say, do not do it.
Did he lie to you like he was lying to everyone else?
What's that?
Did he deny to you that he was going in the jungle, or did you have the inside word?
He neither denied nor confirmed. Neither denied nor confirmed. But I suspected as much when I rang him and the mobile phone went
yes.
International roaming thing.
He's not in Melbourne or Sydney.
No, and I thought, hello, this is not going to end up well, and it sure didn't last night. What was he doing, having a big argument about how to drain beans?
It's Pricey. He'll argue about anything. But anyway, let's move on to weightier matters. And the US President Donald Trump, I won't go over all of the background now. I think everyone knows it. These executive orders in relation to immigration, 7 countries that are impacted. There is a statement that's just been released by Bill Shorten, and this is interesting. He says, wherever possible, I want the US to be able to go about its business without interference from Australia. However, there are some issues where silence will be interpreted as agreement. For that reason, I need to say Mr. Trump's ban on refugees based upon their religion or country is appalling and ought to be ended as soon as possible. I urge Malcolm Turnbull to reconsider what our nation's position ought to be and rethink what he should be saying on our behalf. Richo, let me go first of all to you. What do you make of Bill Shorten's stance on this one? He's obviously considered his position after Malcolm Turnbull came out at 1 o'clock and said it's not our position to go lecturing other nations.
Well, I think it isn't our position. You know, I think we'd be pretty foolhardy to start telling them off, but that having been said, most of Europe's disagreeing with Trump. So I think that the case against it's being put anyway. I mean, I'm simply concerned about the implementation. I mean, when you've got people with green cards and families living over there banned from coming back in, it's pretty ridiculous. So they'll need to sort it out. But one thing, you can't deny, Trump said he'd do all these things. He actually is implementing the program that people voted for him to make him president. And while I might think some of these things are abhorrent, I can't say that he can't do them. I mean, he always told us he was going to do it.
I was watching Sky News, Andrew, where you'll be back on the box. I'm not sure whether you're back on tonight, but in the lead up to this news conference, Peter Van Onselen and Christina Keneally were wondering, they were thinking out loud, and, you know, is he going to condemn Trump or what's he going to do? I didn't think that was something he was going to do, and he certainly didn't, Malcolm Turnbull. He was too smart for that.
Yeah, well, it's not just too smart for that. The fact is, of course, that Malcolm Turnbull is worried. He has a deal with Donald Trump that Donald Trump could overturn, just like that.
Mm.
And that is to the people swap, taking over our boat people on Nauru and Manus Island. Now, if Turnbull goes around attacking Trump, two things. One is Trump could turn that deal off.
Mm.
That would be hugely embarrassing. And two, of course, Malcolm Turnbull cannot afford to expose his flank to the right, to Pauline Hanson, to Corey Bernardi. He's almost certain to form his own political party soon. He cannot afford to seem weak on this issue. So best to say nothing. But I have to say that statement you read out from Bill Shorten contains a falsehood, and that is that Trump's ban on refugees, he says, word for word, Mr. Trump's ban on refugees based upon their religion. Not true. Absolutely false. It is not based on religion at all. Otherwise, the other 40 countries and Muslim majorities will also be affected.
Yeah.
So that is absolutely false. And Shorten should be ashamed of himself for perpetrating that kind of deceit.
I made the comment earlier on in the program that if you were going to go through countries based on which nations have the most Muslims in them, well, there would be a different set of countries listed on this list, but it's based on countries that the United States feels has been soft on terrorism. What do you think of the position taken by Bill Shorten here, Richo? Because the Labor Party has been mirroring coalition policy on border protection for some time now, thanks to Richard Marles, their immigration spokesperson, who kind of dragged Bill Shorten over to the right a little bit. This time, Shorten stepped left.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried about the way this is going to pan out, actually, for Labor. When the crunch comes, you know, Pauline Hanson is getting more and more popular by saying and doing things that Trump would embrace in a flash. And I don't think that Labor gets the fact that out there in the real world, there are an awful lot of people worried about Muslim immigration, and there are a lot of people who don't like Muslims being here at all. Now, I'm not among them, but there are plenty of people. In fact, I'd say half the population have got a view on this. Mm. And Labor seems to me to not care almost about what the views of a lot of its voters are. And I think you always get yourself into strife when you want to ignore those who support you.
Andrew, there's a lot of people in the middle who like that mantra. I'm having flashbacks to John Howard now saying, we will decide who comes to this country and the circumstances in which they come.
Yeah, well, that's correct. And that's what Trump is saying. I mean, people really got to get a chill pill here. And there's so much lying, so much fake news around about this. For one, it is not a Muslim ban. It affects just seven countries. Two, it's not permanent. It's a suspension for 90 days while the US figures out a better vetting process. Three, it's not like the Sydney Morning Herald claims. It's a list of countries in which Trump doesn't have business interests. That's why Saudi Arabia and Egypt are excluded. Mm-hmm. No, it's a list of countries drawn up by Barack Obama, by the way. Another one, four, it does not affect the dual nationals in Australia, like Stan Dastyari, who was again in the paper saying, oh, I don't know if I could go to America now because I might be excluded of being born in Iran. Absolutely false. Travel an Australian passport, no trouble at all. Yeah. So there's a lot of lying and deceit and misinformation going on. This ban will only be for 90 days. They're going to check whether they actually know exactly who's coming from countries that are torn apart by jihadist violence or, in the case of Iran, led by jihadists. Who could possibly think that is nothing less than sensible?
I've got a feeling we're going to have a lot to talk about throughout 2017. I'll let you both go and we'll talk next week.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Graham Richardson and Andrew Bolt, they're the big guns.